Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Steve Bruce says he's not interested in the progress of the proposed Saudi-backed takeover of Newcastle as he remains focused on leading his side to a top 10 finish. A group with an expected 80% investment from Saudi sovereign wealth fund PIF have made a reported £300 million bid to buy Newcastle from British businessman Mike Ashley. The club is awaiting the outcome of the Premier League's owners and directors test, with British media reporting that a decision could be made later this week. Well, Bruce said, I'm brutally honest, I'm not really interested in it because I can't influence that. I'll hear something when probably you guys hear something. Whatever is best for the club is okay with me. My job at the minute is to make sure that we are all focused on one thing, finishing the season off well, getting the season finished and making sure we are a Premier League club. Moving on, Newcastle have four confirmed casualties when Aston Villa rock up to St James's Park on Wednesday. Bruce is preparing to face off against his former club and admits he's erring on the side of caution when it comes to his crocked foursome. The Longstaff brothers, Matty and Sean, will not feature against Villa, while Florian Lejeune and Kieran Clark remain unavailable. And finally, Bruce is confident that both Jack Colback and Jamie Sterry will both be fixed up with clubs sooner rather than later. The pair have had a testing season after failing to pick up squad numbers but still training every day with the Magpies to bolster day-to-day competition on the training field. Sterry also played for United's under-21 team in the Leasing.com Trophy after appearances against Shrewsbury, Macclesfield and Port Vale. Colback suffered a bad injury in training after months of training every day without the prospect of action at the weekend. Well, Bruce, who was about to hand Colback a squad place before late transfer window activity last August, said, I feel for Jack a little bit and I wish him the best of luck. He's gone through a tough time. He took a horrible injury, which he's over. I hope he gets on with his career and Jamie and they find a career for themselves. That's all for now. We'll have more later.